It's episode 106, and we've got plugins for backups, Twitter feeds, appointment keeping, editing, and custom fields. Plus special guest, Grant Landrum. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled show. This show is supported by CMS Commander. If you need a way to manage multiple installs of WordPress across multiple servers, this is the plugin manager for you. It allows you to manage multiple sites with one-click updates for everything, as well as a centralized point for content production. Check it out at wppluginsa2z.com, CMS Command. And I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch, also a very big advocate of CMS Commander. John, you and I both use that, so
yeah.
Very good to have it on the show.
I currently have 64 websites in there, so I use it a lot.
Definitely.
And a little bit of touch-up stuff. Just don't forget you can get the show notes at wppluginsa2z.com. And head over to review us at Stitcher Radio, iTunes Store, and everywhere else.
Absolutely. We're getting a lot of good reviews on the iTunes Store. Really appreciate that. I wish Stitcher had a way to check out the reviews, but not yet. But we do appreciate that little thumbs up. So if you happen to be listening to us with the Stitcher Radio app, please click that little thumbs up button, and we're definitely going to be climbing the ranks there. But anywhere you can find to participate with the show, please do so. I've even had a couple people come up to me that I met at a WordPress meetup that never heard the show, and once I turned them on to them, they said they couldn't stop. So definitely, if you're one of those people that you're kind of addicted to the show and you haven't yet left your feedback, please do so at your earliest convenience.
Excellent. Okay, and this is the spot for us to run our own little bits of self-promotion. So instead of babbling on, I've got a little commercial that I'm going to run. Is your WordPress website giving you trouble? Have you received the white screen of death? Have you received notification from Google or other search engines that you've been hacked or compromised in some way? Then let John Overall help you out. You can visit him at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips and information to get you back online in a flash. Or if a more in-depth support is needed, then send John an email at john@wppro.ca or pick up the phone and call 818-850-7729. He'll answer the call and help get you back up and running in no time. There we go.
Wow, I feel so inferior. I don't have my commercial ready.
Oh. I've been working on it for a while.
There you go. Well, John's definitely there for WordPress support, and especially if you've reached that white screen of death or any emergency situation that arises. I am also available for phone consultations. I just had somebody that was a fan of the show contact me yesterday, so that was pretty cool. You can reach me with a website, which is marcuscouch.com/call. I run that through the clarity.fm platform. If you need any help with WordPress, podcasting, SEO, internet marketing help, or just have an idea for something to do online and just don't know how to go about getting it done, check out marcuscouch.com/call.
Excellent. So, of course, I also have another podcast, the WordPress Medic, WP Medic Show, which you can find at wpmedic.ca. You can get that over in the iTunes Store or on blueberry.com or on Stitcher Radio. So check me out there. And I have something I want to talk about. This has been brought to my attention just this last week, and it's something brand new, and it's called CMS to CMS. It is a service to convert CMS sites from one CMS to another, and currently they're in beta, so it's a free service at the moment, but they will be charging for it. But what they'll convert is any version of Joomla or any version of Drupal to the latest WordPress site. And it does a fantastic job of conversion from what their description is. I haven't had a chance to try it because I've long since converted every one of my clients over to WordPress. But anyone out there listening, if you've got a Joomla or Drupal site that you want to move over, contact me and I will help you through this without charge because I need a test case to run a test on this. So give me a call. I'd be happy to help you walk through this service and see how it works.
I have one we can test. I have a client site that's in Joomla with a WordPress back end, and I'd love to try it out. So maybe we can work on that together.
Well, that's something I definitely want to do because I want to see how this works. It was just brought to my attention, and it's brand new. And since they're free right now, it's a perfect time to test since they're not charging.
Excellent. And I would guess that there is no conversion to turn WordPress into Joomla because why on earth would anybody want to do that?
Why do you want to go backwards?
That's right. So the code guys probably just went, there's no way. We're never going to do that. So they didn't even bother. No, I don't know if that's the case, but definitely I don't know why you'd want to go from WordPress to something else.
I know I won't be converting back the other way. So anyway, with us today, we have our special guest, Grant Lang. I'm butchering his name. Sorry about that, Grant.
No problem.
Grant Landrum. And he's here. He's the founder of FreshMuse.com, a WordPress development firm located in downtown Seattle, and he's also active in the WordPress community as a WordCamp organizer, and I met him at WordCamp Victoria, and he's here to join us today. So say hi, Grant, and tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, guys. Essentially, we build websites using WordPress, anything from blogs to big networks and web applications. So I'm excited to be here on the show and share a couple of plugins that we use every day in our development process.
Excellent.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
And don't forget, if you're a regular listener, you can be part of the show about this point by leaving us a feedback through SpeakPipe on the website or sending us an email with your questions, and we'll be happy to get you on the show.
Definitely. Yeah, we've got a lot of feedback over the last couple weeks, but we've really poured through it. So if you have a question regarding your search for any particular plugin or just a dilemma or error that you're running across repeatedly, head on over to wppluginsa2z.com, and there will be a little pop-up on the left and the bottom that will allow you to click and leave us a message right with your computer.
Oh, and I also have one other note. I want to make an apology to Paul, who left us the SpeakPipe last episode. For some reason, I had heard New Orleans when he's actually from Ireland.
Ah.
And because you had to listen, he had a really good Irish accent. So, Paul, you're listening. I understand. The accent can be kind of tough sometimes. So, anyway, you've got some interesting news for us here.
Which one is that? The guy that got banned from WordCamp?
Oh, that would be me. My news. I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yes, it's actually, there's a little brouhaha running around the web right now about ThemeForest members being banned from participating in official WordCamp gatherings. It's an interesting article I came across. It's another argument and discussion over the open source licensing of WordPress, and it's kind of interesting to read. So you might want to check out the link in the show notes and go read up on that.
Now, is that being banned from going to WordCamp?
No, they can't speak or participate.
Oh, heck. Okay.
No, it'd be awful cruel to say you're not allowed to come to WordCamp because we don't believe ThemeForest licenses meet the GPL.
Yeah, well, I've seen software companies down the line throughout the years that have done very devious things, but I'm glad to see WordPress hasn't, the WordPress.org guys or any of those have stooped to that level. At least he can participate.
Yeah, they can participate. They just can't actually speak or support it in some way.
Right.
You have to read the article. It's a pretty interesting article discussing.
You can't even ask a question. No.
No soup for you.
That's right.
All right, so that's all I've got. You got anything else there, Marcus?
No, I've been trucking along with a lot of client projects, so the plugins are abound this week, okay, so to speak. So let's dig right into them.
Let's head right into it and have fun. All right, so first off, for me, I have a plugin that was recommended to me, and I've been meaning to get around to test out. It's called Duplicator, and it's sort of like Backup Buddy and other plugins that back up WordPress. But the main main reason for this plugin is when you're moving WordPress from one hosting provider to another hosting provider, or in the case I use this, I needed to create a development site for a website. And this plugin here, it just worked fantastic on the server I worked it on. I've tried it on a couple of other servers, and it does have a hit and miss depending on the server provider, which is unfortunate for it. But I used it on a site that had over 900 megs of files and a 400 meg database. And I needed to create a development platform because every time we did anything to us, we were breaking the live site, and we just couldn't do that anymore. So I wanted an easy way to do it. And you just put the plugin in, turn it on, double check. It runs a check to make sure your server's compatible and tells you if there's any issues you need to correct or ask your provider to correct. Once that's done, you click the button to create the file, and it creates two files. It creates a zip file that contains your entire database and all of your files, and then it creates an installation file. You then download those two files and you upload them to your new spot, and you go to the installation file, you click on it, it starts running, it asks you a few questions, and a few minutes later it unpacks everything, and it even redoes the URLs for you. Everything perfect. I was actually impressed with this because I duplicated a e-commerce website that had numerous other stuff in it, and everything came perfect for it. So we were able to actually start working on development, and it took me all of about half an hour, give or take, and most of that time was waiting for the zip file to download and upload. So this plugin here, I have to give it a top rating, 5 dragons, because of its simplicity, ease, and everything else.
Nice. So this is completely independent. It's free. It doesn't cost anything.
That was the bonus, was it was independent, free, and didn't cost anything.
So this is unlike Backup Buddy and some of the other ones out there that do backups.
Yeah. Hmm.
So. Nice. Well, that's great.
Any thoughts on that one there, Grant?
No, it looks good. I'm checking out the repository page right now. And you said there were some issues with some hosts or some environments. Is that what you're saying?
I've had a couple of environments. The biggest issue I've had with it is if the site is larger than 1 gigabyte in uncompressed files, that's where I've had the issues. Because I've been trying it on a couple of different client sites that are rather large that I needed to make development sites for.
Gotcha. Well, it looks like on their page they recommend, like, for developers using it to just migrate your local development environment up or bring something down into local, which those are typically small, which would be perfect. I mean, speeding up that process would be great.
Oh, I've used it on one site that was like 200 megs total, and it happened in a flash.
Yeah.
Now, John, can I just ask the basic type of client you have that has a file that huge or a database that big? What is that?
E-commerce. E-commerce store with one of them has like 5,000 products, you know. That's a lot of pictures.
Because I migrated a site just this week that had a 77 meg database, and I thought that was the biggest I'd ever seen, but you got me beat there.
No, I've seen upwards of 600 megs for a database.
For a WordPress? Wow, that's amazing.
A WordPress database.
Yeah, we get bloggers with lots of photos and things like that that, you know, they've been blogging for 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
That does make sense.
And it's usually your uploads folder. It's usually just lots and lots of photos over, you know, a long time.
Yep.
Sure. Well, I came across something specifically because of a client need. This plugin is called WP Video SEO. Now, we've talked SEO a lot, and a lot of you guys know that that's pretty much my, you know, claim to fame as far as my trade goes as SEO. And I really had a hard time getting like all-in-one SEO to sync in with the proper video stuff, especially when I did it to different networks, and especially when I used just YouTube embeds and didn't necessarily upload the media file and things like that. So it would get sort of confused, as it does with podcasts and things like that. So WP Video SEO does all of it. It does sitemaps for all of your Vimeo, YouTube, whatever kind of platform, or uploaded attachments, as far as including those into the SEO sitemap as well. Now, why is it important to create a video sitemap for your site to begin with? Well, more and more results are coming up in Google that have video results in them. So this one allows the search engines to display your information, and it also has options in which you can choose what thumbnail you want to display on the search engines when that comes up. So I thought this was a very cool plugin. It does seem to be somewhat limited in some of the documentation, and the short coding was a little bit weird in it as well. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. Still seems quite useful.
It is.
All right. So what's the first one you got for us, Grant?
All right. Well, the first one is called Advanced Custom Fields. And this is a plugin by Elliot Condon. You can check it out at advancedcustomfields.com. But essentially, it eases the pain for developers and themers, or even people who are, you know, just kind of dipping their toes into development or theming, of creating custom fields. So if I want to, you know, add a new field to a post to drop in a video URL or to drop in, you know, an image besides a featured image, previously working with, you know, the Metabox API and registering a custom field and sanitizing it is a process. But with Advanced Custom Fields, it essentially gives you a custom field creation and administration UI right from your WP dashboard. And then all you do is drop in a template tag into your index.php or postsingle.php, and boom, you've got custom fields that are customizable beyond belief. So you can create custom fields for posts, pages, custom post types for users, and then just drag and drop and do what you want to do from the WordPress admin.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very helpful for us for speeding up our development process. But it also, you know, if you have a theme you love, but you just need that one extra little field or feature, you know, you install Advanced Custom Fields, which is free, create the field, and you're ready to go.
Excellent. That looks very useful.
Yeah.
I think I've run across it once. And,
so on a 5 scale, what would you rate this? Obviously, if you use this in your regular workflow, you rate it pretty highly.
Yeah, it has to be 5 out of 5. It's Elliot's shown, yeah, Elliot's shown great support, and they continue to add-ons. So it's a freemium, so it's free to use. You know, 99% of the functionality is right there, and then they have these great, you know, premium add-ons for $20. You can add on some really amazing types of fields and unlock some other functionality. So yeah, definitely 5 out of 5.
Nice.
Wow. That's one thing, you know, I have not really within my clients' sites gotten too crazy with custom fields, just because mm-hmm. most of what they do is just straight up content and it doesn't require those types of things.
Yeah.
But that's definitely something that's been on my WordPress bucket list as far as something I'd like to master. So this plugin sounds like it's a pretty good gateway for that, huh?
It is. It's very low barrier to entry. Just install it and just start messing around with it, and I think you'll love it.
Excellent. Well, everybody out there listening who's kind of been in my shoes and wanted to kind of piddle around with custom fields a little bit more, this sounds like the plugin for you. So let's all grab it together and leave us a speak pipe if you've enjoyed this one, and tell us how you liked it.
All right. All right, well, the next one I've got here, I was looking for a new Twitter feed widget to dump onto a site due to the one we were using had a minor conflict in it for some reason. So I started looking around, and I've gone through a couple of them. This is the first of them. The other ones will come in other shows. But this one here was called Twitter Feed Widget. And it's simple enough to set up and install, but I couldn't get it to work at all. It just wouldn't call in anything from Twitter. So basically, this one here is a warning to avoid. It's called Twitter Feed Widget, and it hit the bottom. So I went from a top plugin to a bottom plugin. Rating one dragon on this one, so that's all I've got on it.
Wow. How long has it been since we've had a one?
It's been a while. You know, every once in a while I trip across them, and I just have to put it up when it happens.
I got to find a sound that we can play for the one. I'm like, wah, 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 wah. Wah, wah. Yeah, you got the live stereo version there.
It happens.
All right. Well, I ran across an incident where I needed to schedule bookings and appointments. And more I've wanted to actually do this for myself in the realm of consulting. I've already taken that platform through the website and such to take some consultation calls, but I actually wanted people to be able to book time with me and pay for it on the fly. So I found a plugin called Bookings Plus. Now, they deem it as the ultimate booking calendar engine that will enable WordPress running sites to manage all their business, bookings, and appointments. And I tried it, and it's great. Now, they have a light version, which does, I would say, 90% of the functionality. And then they also have a pro version. Now, the difference between the pro version is it gives you that payment gateway integration. It also gives you integration with MailChimp and a few other different things out there. Now, the coolest thing that I found about this was the booking form was really cool, and it really let you set things up much the way that Gravity Forms does. Now, I'm waiting for the Gravity Forms integration to come to this, and it may happen in the pro version. I don't know. I haven't seen the pro version, but the level in which this thing let you notified me went down to even, you know, sending me a message on my phone, which I thought this was pretty great.
That's nice.
So I give it a 4 out of 5, only taking 1 point away because you have to get a pro version, you know, to get this thing facilitated with every bell and whistle that's available to it. But for a first version of a particular plugin, I thought this was outstanding. So check it out. It's called Bookings Plus, and it's probably one of the coolest appointment setting things that there is. I'm chomping at the bit to try and find a client that may use something like online appointment bookings or things like that. Because if I find a certain template, then those are people that you can go out and pitch. And we talk about this, and this is one of those, you know, turning to the camera moments and speaking to the audience. When you find certain hooks and things like that that you can do on the fly, and then you find one or two clients that can use that particular plugin, well, that enables you to go and find 10 or 15 other clients that have that exact same need because you can solve this problem for them. So in the instance of bookings, this is definitely one that you want to keep in that quill and keep ready to draw out and get some clients when you need them. So check this one out.
Nice. And does that create a custom post type, or is it just a custom UI there? I'm looking at the plugin page, and I can't really tell.
I didn't really look at the bones of the thing as far as how it got from point A to point B, but that's definitely something I'll take a look at.
Gotcha, cool. I'll check that out. It looks great from the plugin page.
Yeah, that looks like it's quite fantastic. It's even got some exporting off to Excel if you need the spreadsheets. I mean, the difference between they've got a couple of levels of pro versions you can buy, and their lowest price pro version, the only thing you don't get is group bookings, Facebook Connect, and MailChimp integration. So,
It's a good start. Isn't it one of the, I mean, based on the description alone, it looks like one of the most robust kind of appointment setting tools out there. So this is one that you guys want to get on board with.
I'm going to have to check into that. I actually have a client that it might be useful for.
Yeah.
So, nice one to look at. Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Is it time for second one here?
You got your second one now.
All right. So, my second plugin today is called Edit Flow. It's a joint collaboration product from a few developers at Automattic. So Automattic's the company behind WordPress.com. You can learn more at editflow.org. But essentially, it is a editorial management plugin. So it basically is for sites where you have editors and writers and contributors and things like that, where multiple people contributing content. And we've been approached by clients in the past that that process is a bit complex. Either they're passing Word documents back and forth and, you know, controlling edits that way, because the WordPress dashboard is built for basic, you know, post saving and drafts and revisions and things like that. But once you get into a larger team, it can be a little bit feature light. So EditFlow basically brings all of that to the post-edit screen and a couple of other features. If you're familiar with Jetpack, it's a lot like Jetpack, where you install EditFlow and then it gives you 7 or 8 different modules to use how you please. So there's a content calendar where you can schedule posts. There's custom statuses you can define for posts, like this is awaiting review from the editor or awaiting a third draft from, you know, the managing editor. You can leave comments and share them between your writing staff right there in the posts. Notifications, you can put budgets around your stories if you're paying outside writers to write them. And then you can do some cool grouping and conditional logic around how all of those different posts are managed. So basically very advanced, very useful content editorial management in the back end. And the cool part about this plugin, it's free. And it is what WordPress VIP uses. So all of those big guys who are hosted on WordPress.com running huge blogs around the world, you get access to the same code and the same tools that they get, all for free from Automattic.
Yeah,
this nice.
This one's very nice. I've run a Clauset on one of my client sites, and I had a minor issue with it with not sending out the notices. But what it does also, when it's got those editorial comment notices, you can have it then send emails to select people in the list.
Yep.
That they so that they get the notice right away.
Yep, absolutely. And I'd give it a 4 out of 5, only because it's fairly early in its life. I think it's officially on version like 0.7 right now. And that's just because it's early. It's a new plugin. It hasn't, you know, had the pleasure of being around for a couple of years and having been revised that long. So Daniel Bachhuber and those other people on that project from Automattic have done an awesome job with it so far. But it's, I think, you know, watch this plugin as one that's going to continue to grow and continue to be more prevalent in more installs.
Now, let me ask a couple of questions about it. Now, I notice it does where it does editorial assignments and things, and you can assign what particular things it needs to be covered by and a particular due date and such.
Yep.
Let me ask you about some of the other things. Like, if you have multiple users or multiple content authors, do they see what each other is writing about, or is it user restrictive as far as what they see?
It depends on the user role. So that's something just baked into WordPress is, you know, I think the administrators and editors can see what other people are writing, but below that, if you're a contributor or an author, you can only see your posts.
I see.
There are other plugins, not EditFlow, that you can control that. So you can give, all of those are managed by capabilities in the WordPress core. And you can grant capabilities to other user levels or create whole new user levels if you want. But that's not really a feature of EditFlow specifically.
And the other question is, does this give any sort of reporting as far as a statistical sheet that just lays down, okay, these are all the pending things, these are all the finished things, these are all the things in this category?
Kind of. And I think that will be probably one of those features that comes later on, more advanced. But what you do have in this version is you have a couple of dashboard widgets, and they show like what's unpublished. So what types of posts are still pending. You know, it shows their statuses, like 7 posts are in progress, 3 are in draft, 2 are pending review, and 10 are scheduled. So that's right from your dashboard. And then there's also a widget there, a post that you specifically are following. So let's say you were a contributor on 10 posts. you can follow just those 10 specific posts, and it'll tell you, hey, they're in progress mode, or they're pending review from the editor. That way you can poke the editor and be like, hey, I've got these 10 posts, you know, waiting.
Sure.
So beyond that, no statistical graphs or anything.
Okay.
But even those two features in itself, if think about having a WordPress dashboard where you have hundreds and hundreds of posts, those two widgets, instead of searching through your posts, you know, are going to be pretty invaluable.
Right. And then the other thing is, does it let the author know when that particular item has been approved or published?
Yeah.
Since the editor is doing that.
Yep, those are the notifications that John was talking about.
You can set up
notifications for when X, Y, Z happens. Send people, you know, those notifications.
Oh, so it runs by rules.
Absolutely. Yep. They have default notifications, and you can break them out by user groups. So put them in, you know, the lots of notification user groups, and they'll get a notification all the time. And then it also has hooks and filters you can use to extend that. So it's got a list of about 7 hooks that you can tap into and edit those.
Excellent. Well, this is great. Thank you for bringing this to the show.
Absolutely. It's a great plugin, and I'd love to see it be used more and more. So far, the clients we've used it with are absolutely loving it.
Excellent. All right. Well, at this point here, we just got to kind of have a little bit of a roundtable for, you know, a few minutes discussion on things that are happening or anything you've got to talk about. So. Floor is open.
Very cool. I didn't know we were bringing, or we could bring one-star plugins to the table, but maybe I could have done some more research and gone around and bashed a few plugins that have given us trouble in the past.
Well, I only bring them when I've actually been actively looking for something and stumbled across them.
Yeah.
And that's simply to, you know, warn other people from wasting their time.
Absolutely.
Because I think I wasted about 15 minutes on it before I realized it was absolutely useless.
Yeah, the Twitter widget category itself is pretty, you know, packed full of bad widgets.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't think I could even write down on a list how many bad Twitter widgets there are. But
you know, John, have you tried Twitter Tools, the thing from Alex King?
I have, but I didn't need the whole Twitter Tools. I just needed a widget without having to use the Twitter code itself. I wanted an actual CSS widget that I could control a little bit better.
For an incoming feed?
Yeah, just for an incoming feed. That's all it is.
I think I have one for you. I have to figure it out after the show which one it is. But so I had an experience that I'll share with you guys. I accidentally let one of my hosting accounts expire that I had 26 websites on.
Oops. Oh boy.
And I won't mention names, GoDaddy, but they wanted to charge me $300 to get my stuff back.
Ow.
I thought that was rather mean, so I kind of, you know, yelled and got that waived. And then 72 hours later, they started trickling things in with crazy database names, not named what I named them, you know, named ONL10642181 stuff.
Interesting.
So, now, it took a little bit for the migration, and I did have backups of the stuff, but I didn't have recent backups of it. So we talk all the time about making backups, and I will say this was all just my own personal stuff. This wasn't client stuff, and this is stuff that I really hadn't worked on in over a year. But I still wanted it, and I needed it online because some affiliate deals still exist on it that I make, you know, a little bit of money on. So the lesson is, frequent backups, daily, weekly, whatever you got to do. Because I preach it all the time, and we even talk about CMS Commander that does automatic backups to Dropbox and things like that. And I totally had that taken care of as far as any client work or anything like that. But I made the mistake on the personal side of kind of letting that slip. And it's now a 3-day ordeal of me putting everything back and restoring databases manually. And it's just something that is, you know, it's a stupid point in my column. So, you know, my pain, your gain. Daily backups if you have to, and that thing CMS Commander that John and I talk about, wppluginsa.com/CMS Command. That thing works like a charm. It really does. So, just want to share that. I'm sure you guys have horror stories too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, yes.
Yep, I remember once I use a visual SSH tool. I don't use the command line. And one time I was working on a site and I accidentally, like, I looked away and my mouse clicked and I dragged like the WP includes folder and dropped it into another folder. So just totally wonking out, you know, the whole installation, which is fine. You should theoretically be able to just drag it right on back. Right. But no, I immediately jerk reaction press command Z.
Oops.
to try and like undo it. But no, that just like copied and pasted a bunch of other files in. And so it basically the whole thing went to hell like very, very quickly. And luckily had a backup, but you know, things like that happen. So having backups is absolutely so vital.
Absolutely vital. I actually all of my own sites, some of them I use the CMS Commander to back up, but most of them I have set up with backwp up, and then I have it going to a offsite server. All the backups being FTP to that.
Nice.
So because backwp up offers multiple ways of taking the backups and sending them somewhere else for safe storage.
Very cool.
So that's what I recommend to most, and all my clients I have set up with backwp up being sent to an offsite server that saves everything.
Cool.
So. Awesome.
Well. So yeah, always a good thing. Back up, and then back it up again. And the other thing is don't forget, keep more than one copy of your backup. Always keep, in my personal opinion, keep at least three copies, because you never know if corruption will be introduced into a backup during its zipping. And I had it happen to me one time where I had a very important database that I kept a backup of, but I kept five backups. It failed on me, and when I went to restore, I had to go back three copies before I found one that wasn't corrupt.
Wow.
So that's the important thing too, is you back it up, but keep more than one copy of the backup, because you never know if corruption might be introduced.
Yeah, if you can keep 10 copies, do
even,
it.
Even better, yes.
Yeah, it's we're not using floppies here anymore, people. It's cheap. It's cheap, you know. Most people have unlimited space on servers and things. Who cares? Just put it on there.
Yep.
It's unlimited storage everywhere. I mean, when you can buy a 2-terabyte drive for $100, what the heck? Plenty of storage.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that's pretty much all I got. Anything else?
Nope.
New updates came down the pipe.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no sooner than I finished updating to 3.5 that 3.51 dropped.
Yeah, I don't know what got changed. I just know that DreamHost and everybody else wants to email me until they tell me they updated for me.
Yeah. 3.51 is probably security updates. That usually happens relatively quickly after a major change, I've noticed.
Yep. This one actually took a little bit longer than normal. I remember after 3.4.1 came like right away.
Yeah, it was like a week or two later, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like days later. And this one took weeks. Yeah. Usually when we have clients, we don't update right away. So yeah. Like from 3.3.4.2 or whatever it was, we'll wait until 3.5.1 comes, because you know that security update's coming anyway. So we usually just kind of wait the couple of weeks or the few days in some cases until that happens.
Yeah, this one took so long, I just decided to start doing the updates, and no sooner had I finished all my sites than, oops, here it comes.
Yep.
All right, so just some reminders for folks. Don't forget, go drop in at iTunes. Give us a rating there. We'd greatly appreciate it. And you Canadian listeners, please go rate us on the Canadian store. We need to get up there a little bit further in the Canadian store.
Yeah, wherever you are on the globe. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm bugging the Canadians that I know are listening that haven't got in there and rated us yet.
Oh, I know we got Germans. I know we got Australians. we got a lot of guys around the globe that and ladies that are around the globe that listen to us. So,
and don't forget us at blueberry.com or VOA. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher, the simple way, hit that little thumbs up button down in the lower corner.
There you go. Grant, where can people find you at?
Yeah, so just online, freshmuse.com, or I'm on Twitter, just twitter.com/Grant Landrum. I'm always on there chatting with people about WordPress, so feel free to stop by our blog or Twitter and just give me a shout.
All right.
Awesome.
So coming up in future podcasts, more special guests on their way as we get them lined up. So stay tuned. One day we'll land the big whale for you. All right. And you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com, or WordPress emergency support, wppro.ca/emergency. Or email me, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, Twitter's @MarcusCouch, and consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call.
All right, so that's all we got. Take care now. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.